All
yeah,
right,
but
well,
touched by the Pope, I just can't believe
you
that.
You can't get much better than that.
I haven't washed that hand since.
All right, let's talk some footy now. You did just mention about a touch of magic with that previous song, but let's talk Magic Round.
Well,
it's been named. It's no longer Magic Round. So let's get everyone's thoughts. Gather Round, the festival of footy.
Yeah, well, they asked all the fans, and, you know, the few fans.
Who cares what the fans said?
Well, they said the Big Show was one of them. One, and because it's in South Australia, someone came in with the Grape Escape.
Yeah.
I don't think that one was going to be. Look, the Gather Round's okay.
How is
Look,
it okay?
They're going to get criticised. You know what will happen, Jamie? It's going to be forever known as the Magic Round now. They're not going to be able to shake this tag.
So
the Gather Round's not going to do
it. Gather Round. What, they're trying to say that everyone gathers in the one spot.
No, so everyone gathers around the footy.
Apparently it was suggested multiple times by fans, but there were other names like AFL Roadshow, Footy Fiesta, The Big Show, Celebration Round, Destination Round, Fanatics Round.
Hang Around.
And they wanted a name that reflected their culture.
Yeah.
Gather Round.
Yeah, I think The Big Show probably works, but unfortunately it's already taken. Mm. It's a nickname of a famous cricketer.
Surely you could have come up with something better.
It's not going to stick, Scotty, is it?
Well, it's that funny, it might. It's that bad. Gather round. Come and gather round and watch footy. You beauty.
But they obviously weren't
They
quite
have people
sure.
in that place on yeah. hundreds of thousands yeah. of dollars who come up with that.
But they obviously weren't sure. They've had a bet each way, so they've called it Gather Round with a sideline of the festival of footy. So just call it one thing.
Yeah.
You don't need a secondary line out, do you?
The NRL's just giggling in Sydney going, oh, well, they should have gone the magical round or something. Just take it, steal it.
So obviously that the Gather Round, the format of it will be out. It'll be out soon, Scotty. Is it?
Well, there's delays.
But yeah, we're expecting that.
I'm hearing Saturday now.
Fixture Friday. The clubs are now. There hasn't been too many leaks this year, I've got to say. They read the riot act to the clubs. You're right. I think it's going to drag into the
Saturday,
weekend.
And guess who works on Saturday?
You'll be the guy that has to dissect the fixture.
Oh, yeah. Analysis.
Yeah.
I'm not a big drawman. There's some people who really think it's a big factor.
Well, it is important.
Yeah, it's important. But if you're playing well, you play well, you beat everyone.
I can't remember, Jamie, it coming out later than this. This is.
Well, they've had some issues. I mean, they wanted to do the right thing and not clash with the World Cup. No, they wanted the women's to finish. That was the first thing. And now they've run into some hurdles. But, yeah, maybe Saturday now. Gather round. And we still don't know if our boys in Mount Barker have got it yet.
So will that come out on Saturday as
well? Yeah, they have to tell us where it's all
happening. I think they might do the gather round first. A little nibble and probably no doubt in News Limited papers as they tend to drop.
Oh, you'd hope so.
And then I think the following day will be the full fixture. So I think our mayor, who's gone Australia-wide again, a bit like John Aloisi.
We're setting the agenda.
There's someone at Fox Sports listening to everything in Scotland.
They love it.
So it's just a fountain of news. But I think Mount Barker will get it, just talking offline.
Oh, beat the Barossa.
Yeah, I think talking offline to the mayor. I think he was more confident off-air than on-air. I think he's just keeping a lid on things.
No, we're making news.
And what about the Hawthorn saga, Scotty? Obviously, Jeff Kennett was on 7 News last night.
See, that's a shock. Jeff was talking.
Yeah. But he sort of clarified things on the timing of this. He said it won't be done until well beyond Christmas. As we mentioned last week, earlier in the week, Chris Fagan hasn't even been interviewed. So the whole racism allegations.
Well, they agreed. The panel got set up, but didn't the aggrieved parties? They still haven't engaged, have they?
Yeah, they're starting to. But there's going to be some travel involved to interview people, and this one's going to drag on. So it's a shame, in a way, Jamie, that there's half a chance it could drag on to March or even into early next season. That we've got this hanging over the head of footy. So obviously Chris Fagan and Alistair Clarkson involved. And the big news with Jeff Kennett, his tenure finishes on Tuesday. So
I have to go to that.
The AGM's Tuesday night. I think that'll be very interesting. Andy Gowers
versus... nothing worse than a football club AGM. Nothing worse.
Well, I think there's worse.
What, in your journalistic
in
career?
Terms?
Nothing worse.
But it can be spicy.
This one's going to be interesting, but... Yeah, will Andy Gowers get in? You'd think he would, but his camp's going, well, we're not controlling the voting, so the incumbents get... Oh, it's messy. Messy, messy, messy.
I'd always back the incumbent. Very rarely does a challenger get up.
Correct.
In this situation. So Jeff's also come on the front foot and said Andy Gowers has only been a paid-up member in 1 year since 2017. So he's trawling through the membership details, which is probably a little bit unfair.
Oh, he's a former great. Just let it play out. It's been messy. It hasn't been very good for that club, who normally
are
better.
I'm trying to think of a worse thing to cover in the AFL.
Yeah, come on.
I'll come up with something.
I mean, pre-season training in November is not great, but AGMs are just... They don't achieve... All right, questions to the floor, and you get, you know, oh, we haven't got enough, you know, drinks available at training for the fans. Oh, come on.
So you just sit in the background and just type as you're listening.
Type as we listen, and then it's not great.
I reckon the annual release, they used to do the injury report. That wasn't great. When you sent down there, the, you know, 6% of players did a hamstring and all that sort of stuff.
So there's some bad ones.
It could be worse. But what about Toon Hawthorn? Mickey Gleeson, our good mate, has got a story in The Age today where they're paying a lot of the salary, Jamie, which is interesting. Clubs, of course, O'Meara's gone to Fremantle, Mitchell to Collingwood. So
they're Hawthorn still forking out cash.
About $500,000 to O'Meara of his wage next year, $250,000 to... for Mitchell to play at Collingwood. Now, the theory is it was going to cost them $1.5 million for both those players next year. So what they're saying they'll save $750,000.
Yeah, well, they want to start a new era. I get that. I mean, they're not the first club to pay. Yeah, well, as we know, Treloar, who's been in the news, he's still getting paid by Collingwood to play at Footscray. Mm. And he's injured.
Yeah, he's had ankle surgery, which just quietly... It happened after the season. So he carried that ankle late in the year, Treloar. He missed a few games, I think, mid-year, came back. So, look, he's going to be an important player next year. He has to slot into the guts a little bit more. Obviously, Jack Graham's had surgery on a toe.
Can I give an award to one of my colleagues, Jay Clark? Wonderful man. Mm-hmm. Richmond midfielder faces a race against time already. Yeah. It's December, what are we? 8? He's got a race against time.
He's checking his watch to be a season. Can I get up with his toe?
I love race against time.
So he's in a race, and just a little bit of a whisper. Sources are calling. It's Jacob Ryan, kid. He's the one that looked like pick 28, fresh draftee. The one that looked like Bailey Smith, dual earrings.
Oh yes, yeah, I think so.
Could be just about ready to get really surprise people on the track.
Oh, what, he's a gun. He's going to play round one.
Yeah, well, just how advanced he is.
Oh, wowee.
So he might be one to pencil if you've got your super coach set up a chance for round one, Jamie. And what about Jess Hocking, AFLW?
She's had a big month.
So allegedly driving a jet ski under the influence of alcohol, not a long way over, but still over, I think you have to be double O, don't you, to do a jet ski?
Yes, I believe they've enforced that. On holiday on the Gold Coast. Paradise.
Burley Heads, which has become the trendy place, like the pavilion type area, Scotty, which you used to...
Right up my area.
So she has to be at Southport Magistrates Court next Wednesday.
You're stiff. She's finding trouble, Jess.
Well, she got into trouble recently.
Yeah, she did. She had to apologise.
Something scrawled on her arm. So in hot water.
I love it.
Thanks,
Steve-O.